Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowata Ironman head football coach Corey James. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Ironman picking up a victory against Chelsea this past Friday night. A well-deserved win, I think, for the Ironman to get.
Yeah, anytime you get a win within district, it's always nice, no matter who it is. So, you know, just, you know, get our 15 district points and get another win on the win column in district play. And, you know, we move forward. And we know we're trying to make that playoff spot. We'd like to get a first-round home playoff game. But in order to do that, we got to have we got tough road ahead of us.
I know. Talk about that game. You know, offensively, I guess putting 47 points on the board, really was just all first half for the Nowata Ironman that day.
Yeah, I thought we came out and gelled on offensively quickly. The opening play of the game, and we missed a wide open Terrell could have started off real good, and we came back and sustained that drive to ultimately put it in the end zone. But I felt like our kids were focused. They executed the game plan to perfection that first half, and we were able to, jump on Chelsea quick.
Defensively, what did you think of their performance? It looked like, giving up 14 points really was kind of over in the first half.
Yeah, our first unit didn't give up any points. They shut them out in the first half, and we kind of subbed out, put some of our JV, our second team guys in the second half, and we had a miscue on offense and, through an interception that they returned for a touchdown and, gave them short field position for defense to give up another touchdown in the second half. But our first unit played well. They held them out. I don't think they had over 30 yards of total offense in the first half. So I was pleased with that. We wanted to shut out. I mean, you always want to. That's always one of your goals as far as the defensive unit. Wasn't able to execute in the second half in order to get that done.
Coach, a tough battle coming up on Thursday, just a short week to prepare for this. The defending Class 2A state champions, the Adair Warriors, they've only lost one game this year. And, just by advertise and just seeing them several weeks ago, very good offensively. But how are you guys going to be able to stop their offensive attack led by B.J. Bradbury?
No, I don't know if you can stop them. I mean, they're such a machine. They, they just do every little thing right, and they're so multiple, and everything goes through the Bradbury kid, and he's able to, contribute to football in places where he needed to or where you're weak at in defense, and, they make you pay, and you try to adjust one way, and they make you pay another way. And they always keep you on your toes and always thinking, and, we got to not – as coaches, not overthink this game. We need to play our brand of football, and we're going to get after it a little bit. We're going to be a smash mouth. We're going to try to sustain the running game on offense and, really try to control the ball game with our running game and to be able to keep Bradbury off the field.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Ironman this Thursday at 8 Air.
I appreciate it, Hoop.